Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and I thank the Lord you're able to join us as we continue on in a message I've entitled Walking in Peace and Victory. And I made this statement, I believe it was yesterday, God wants to make us beautiful. And I am, of course, referencing not just physical beauty, although He certainly can do that, but the beauty of the Spirit, which will shine through, that when we are walking close to the Lord, people can sense it. They will realize that there's something that they're discerning, something they're feeling that is so foreign to their experience. And of course, that is the Lord Jesus Christ, the Holy Spirit, dwelling within your physical body, which is a temple of the Holy Ghost. I shared that passage out of Psalm 90 yesterday, the prayer of Moses, where he said, "Let the beauty of our Lord be, let the beauty of our God be upon us, and the work of our hands establish thou it." So the beauty that people are sensing, it's not just our own, you know, just we're really nice people. It is the very beauty of the Lord that they are being drawn to. Amen. Praise God. And so we want to continue on, and I haven't even gotten to the real scriptures that I want to share with you, but we have to recognize that God is the very essence of holiness. We were talking about sin on yesterday's broadcast, and that without Jesus, our condition is hopeless. And in our fallen nature, there's no way, no matter how hard a person tries, that we can measure up to the laws of God. We will fail. And it's our very nature that needs to be changed. Sin is repulsive to God. There's nothing beautiful about man in his fallen nature because, and of course I'm speaking when he's not a Christian. In fact, it's repulsive to the Lord. As we manifest what our nature is, what it's going to be evident whether we're unsaved or whether we are saved, walking with Christ, we're the savior of Christ. Doesn't the scripture say that? And to those who will believe, we're the savior of life, praise God. And so all have sinned, Paul wrote in Romans 3:23, and have come short of the glory of God. In verse 9 of Romans 3, Paul states it makes no difference whether Jews or Gentiles, we're all under sin. Not a human being born is without sin, except the virgin birth of the Lord Jesus Christ. But it's my heart's desire and my prayer that you will be able to see who you truly are as a Christian in Christ. I want you to see what God desires for you to do and how He wants to provide for your life and your Christian walk. Everything that pertains to life and godliness, He covers it all, every base. Praise God. In 1 Corinthians 1 and 30, the word of the Lord says, "But of Him are ye in Christ Jesus, who of God is made unto us wisdom and righteousness and sanctification." I'll pause. That's what happens after we get saved. Then we begin that process of sanctification and redemption. Let me do that again. "Who of God is made unto us wisdom and righteousness and sanctification and redemption, that, according as it is written, he that glorieth, let him glory in the Lord." All that we have received, that wisdom, godly wisdom, spirit of wisdom and revelation, the righteousness we have, the holy living that we're able to evidence, the redemption, the salvation, and all the gifts we have been given. Are you kidding? Paul said, "Who makes you to differ one from another?" Everything you've, what have you gotten that you haven't received from the Lord, including your innate talents and gifts? those that are gifted in terms of the eye, an artist, or the ability to write, or physical ability to play athletics or sports or whatever, all those things have been given to us by God. So let us glory in the Lord. As unsaved, we are in Adam. And when we experience the new birth, we're translated out of the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of God's dear Son. What God wants his people to see is that he has provided a new position for you, brother and sister, to occupy. God's method of dealing with us as children of God is to change our position, as we were in Adam, to a new position of being in Christ. And God then will thereby change our very nature by the new birth. Beloved, God's first Adam failed, and because he failed, so has all the human race. We're under that original sin. We're the children of Adam and Eve. But God provided another man, a second Adam that did not fall. He never sinned. And this second Adam, Jesus, was born of the Holy Ghost, and he was given power and authority over all of creation. He was the one that spoke the worlds into existence. He laid aside the glory of his divinity and became as us, became as man. And I'm happy to tell you, he did not fail. He fulfilled the law to the jot, tittle, and letter. He kept his divinely appointed purpose and mission and paid the penalty of man's failure and disobedience in full. Jesus said, "It is finished." There's no more that's required. There's no amount of works that you can do, no amount of righteous living that is going to earn you merits with God. That's not going to save you. It's only believing in the Lord Jesus Christ and the work that he will subsequently do. Praise God. Hallelujah. Now, as children of God, we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. The Apostle Paul wrote, "The Spirit, the Holy Spirit itself, beareth witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. And if children, then heirs, heirs of God, and joint heirs with Christ." Praise God. Romans 8, 16 and 17. So now let's go to the actual scripture I want to share with you this week. It's actually taken 2 days to get there, but let's go to that wonderful psalm. And I declare I could read the whole psalm. It is a word for us today. Psalm 37, and I'm going to read verse 1. But as we look at this psalm, I want you to just lay hold of this, that the Lord in this psalm is telling us things to do. And if we will do what this psalm says, we will no longer be defeated. We won't be fearful. We won't be unruly, nor will we walk as the world walks. But rather, we will look like, we will talk like, we will act like, and most importantly, we will be overcomers. Praise God. All right, so let's read verse 1 of Psalm 37. A psalm of David. "Fret not thyself because of evildoers, neither be thou envious against the workers of iniquity." That's saying a mouthful, and obviously this is something probably that every child of God at some point has had issues with. In a personal level, you may be working in an office and you are doing the very best to be a good Christian witness and a testimony to the Lord, and you see others that are living like the devil and they don't have problems, it seems. And we can get upset about that because we know God is a God of justice. Shall not the Lord, the judge of the whole earth, do right? Well, of course he will. However, remember that parable of the tares when the husbandman had sent out his workers, and they came back and they said, "Master, you sowed good seed in that field. How come we got tares there?" And he says, "An enemy hath done this." And as a result, they said, "Well, should we go up and pull up the tares?" And he said, no, lest the wheat be uprooted also, but left them alone. And of course, Jesus explained that by saying, we're not going to see evil wiped away, but we're praying that the people of God will have Holy Ghost discernment and be able to see those who are tares, those who are wolves in sheep's clothing. And how do we know that? It's by our knowledge of the Word of God. And as a result, put them into God's hands, because God will judge them. And that's exactly, as we go on in verse 2, it says, "For they shall soon be cut down like the grass and wither as the green herb." Going back to verse 1, it says, "Fret not thyself." That Hebrew word for fret means to be angry, to be jealous, to be displeased, to fret oneself, to grieve, to be incensed, to be very wroth or angry. And there are multitudes of Christians, probably all been there at one time or another. We look around at ourselves every day and we just get so upset. We fume because it seems that the sinner is being blessed. You know, the devil can bless those that have made a covenant with him. And they seem to be doing just fine. And even though as a Christian, you're doing everything you can, you seem to be standing still. It seems like you have to work harder, longer hours, uglier jobs, and, you know, still don't prosper as they desire, as you may desire. And, why should this be? This isn't right. This isn't fair. Well, of course it's not. But what did God say? He says, "Fret not." And beloved, hear this truth. As long as we keep our eyes on the world and on the unsaved and those who seem to have everything this world can offer, we can't keep our eyes on Jesus, and that's exactly where the devil wants you. God is looking at your heart. He said, "Fret not." Why? Just, you know, I've been talking about seasons. They shall soon be cut down like the grass and wither as the green herb. Praise God. Well, my time is just flying by, and I've started to offer this week a little booklet Brother Glass wrote years ago, "Which Way Are You Running?" I shared on yesterday's broadcast. A physician wrote, and she'd been so impacted by Brother Glass's broadcast ministry in the 80s as a young babe in Christ. She requested ministry resources that she's in Florida now, and she wanted 100 copies for her pastor and her church because it was a word in season. It was what they needed to hear to move on into the promises of God. So, having fulfilled that request, I thought, I should make it available to the mailing list, which we've done, as well as to the radio audience. And so if you'd like that little booklet, just write, include your mailing address. If you want to email, you've got to send your mailing address, and we'll be happy to put it in the mail to you. And I know it will encourage your faith. Jim, Debbie, and I sat around and we reread it. It's not that long, but it's powerful. And it was like, praise God, we need to lay hold of that. Amen. And so I invite you to write. So and include your prayer requests. Until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.